Good morning and welcome to House C Production Gospel. I am Freddie Howard. I am with NAB, National Association of Black Defenders. Also today, I have Dr. Michael McCorvey. He is the current CEO of National Association of Black Defenders, but he is stepping down as of today. I'm saying today, but it may be a couple of days earlier that this breaking news did come out. It says breaking news. Effective today, Dr. Micah McCorvey will be stepping down from his position as CEO / President of National Association of Black Defenders. We extend our sincere gratitude to Dr. McCorvey for his dedicated service and leadership during his tenure. Dr. Mike McCall will continue to contribute his expertise and passion as a human rights consultant. His individual insight and guidance will remain accessible through our New York office. We encourage you to direct any inquiries, assistance, or messages to the Executive Board Director at our national office in New York. They will ensure that all matters are addressed promptly and efficiently. And it further says, additionally, should there be any developing matters requiring attention from the National Association of Black Defenders, please direct your inquiries to Herman Laverne Jones. Mr. Jones will handle all matters in professional and timely manner. He can be reached at telephone number 786-580-7389. Furthermore, we remain committed to support Dr. McCorvey in his wellness effort and ensuring his continued health. Dr. McCorvey, welcome to the radio. We have been partnering with you guys over the years, and I thank you for taking the time this morning to be with us. If you don't mind, you have the mic, and you are free to speak at will and whatever you need to say in regards to this matter. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brother Howard. First of all, thank you for your support of the National Association of Black Defenders and all of the contributing factors that you have given us over the years. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for your support and our efforts to put over a sound human rights and civil rights program that our people can grasp toward when it comes to equality, equal justice, and leadership. We appreciate your support in that effort. We want to thank our members of the organization. I was looking at the book the other day. We have over 100 members of the organization now. We want to thank them for their continued support and effort for what they contribute to the organization as being members of the organization. We want to bring it closer to home now. We want to thank our executive board members, Mr. Herman Laverne Jones, who has been in there with us, in the seat with us. We want to thank our very own, our wife, Ms. Tammy McCorvey, who has labored with the organization and will continue to labor with the organization. She's actually stepping up as chairperson, and I'm stepping down as chairman of the organization and CEO. Ms. Tammy will continue the leadership and guidance of the organization as we move forward. She will be working with a lot of youth programs and educational programs that she brings to the table for the organization. I will be working in the background as just human rights coordinator and consultant. That's what we're licensed for. That's what we will continue to do for that particular ballgame. On the other spectrum, the organization will be entertaining attorneys that want to partner with us, entertaining firms that want to partner with us on different cases and everything. We will be entertaining that and listening to them as they bring forward their remarks and how they will be an asset to the organization, how they can help us grow, how we can go to the next level. And trust, and I know that the leadership that we have in place with Miss Tammy is going to be awesome leadership. You know, Brother Howard and Brother Herman Laverne Jones, who I just got off the phone with. These guys, they have a lot going on today. These guys, I don't think they're on the phone with us, but they express their gratitude or growth for the organization and just making sure that everything's in compliance with both the state and federal government, what we do, how we do it as an organization. I did send off a copy of the bylaws this week to Miss Elizabeth, the lady that did our bylaws for us. She wanted a copy because we're going to do a revision. So Brother Howard, make sure that she got a copy of those bylaws so she can do her revision and do what need to be done as far as compliance for the organization. One other thing that I wanted to discuss, if there be any financial obligations of the organization, please do address them to the New York office. They can be reached at 212-220-6037. That's 212-220-6037. Or you can get in touch with directly with the board, one of the executive board staff members, Mr. Herman Laverne Jones, at 786-580-7389. Just 15 minutes ago, talked to him, and he is in agreement with this conversation as well. And just want to make sure that everyone is on board. Any legal matters concerning the organization is to be addressed also to the New York WTC office, 212-220-6037. They're standing by for that. Any cases that have not been worked on, any cases that has not gone before any judge, Attorney Ellaby, and I don't have her phone number right now, I have it tomorrow. She's going to be taking over any cases that comes to the organization. She's licensed in 5 states, and she's well-equipped, and she knows the direction that we're going with the organization. So she wanted to be on the call today, but she has to be in court today in Florida, so she wasn't able to be on the call today. But I will supply you that information, Brother Freddie Howard.
Okay.
The other thing, Attorney Jacobson is coming back with us. He wants another shot at doing his compliance and on the things that he's entrusted when it comes to wills and landlord law, and what he had brought to the table to us before. He wants to express that.
Okay, go ahead.
He wants to express that and see exactly how he can be of service, especially when it comes to landlord-tenant, housing law, civil law, when it comes to different civil allegations and dealing with different rights of the people. He said he want to be more into that this year. He said because of his, I think he has 3 daughters or 2 daughters, and they have him kind of active because I think all of them had got down with COVID at one time. So that kind of kicked him out of the picture a while ago. But he said he's everybody's well now. He's want to get back active again with his. I think we gave him Brother Howard. We gave him once a month. He was on the air with us once a month.
Yeah.
You know, he was expressed.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, sir. His concern about the community, what he wanted to see happen when it came to different subject matters.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have that down. One other thing that I don't know why I discussed it or not. I know I have not raveled off because I took notes this morning after talking to Brother Howard at 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
So we did just start this conversation. This conversation has been going on all morning. I have to be on a job site myself at 11 o'clock for training. So, but this is something that we want to do. We got to do. Whenever someone stepped down, immensely, we want to go directly into what we need to go into, in order to go to the next step, you know, because it's so important as an organization that we remain transparent and remain solid in our findings, you know, and then we move forward. Brother Howard, I'm going to shut my mouth now. I enjoy working with the organization as one of the pillars of the organization. I see it going places. There are some more things that's getting ready to happen for the organization. There are some people over in Seattle. I had a meeting, a call meeting from some people in Seattle that want to even fund the organization. But I told them to let me talk to you all, get some things in place, and then we can talk about what they want to give to us as far as funding. We're not talking about a couple thousand dollars. We're talking about $300,000 or $400,000 they want to invest in the organization. But I wanted to have the board in place, want to have people in place in order for all this to happen.
Okay, Dr. McCorvey, I appreciate you taking the time this morning. And the conversation did start this morning at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when I went to the website and saw the breaking news up there. So I immediately called you, began to get the word. I also sent out feeler internet mail to Herman. I also sent out internet to Miss, well, I would say Herman, but Mr. Jones, and also to your wife. Also reached out to Dr. Howard as well. Dr. Howard also called while we was on live, and I will be talking to him later. But anyway, what we are saying now will be uploaded to the website, and anybody that go to the website, they can see, hear this conversation. I'd like to thank you for what you have done, and I thank you because Dr. Howard and I and you engaged in this transition before, and we're hoping, God willing, with your help and things back on the staff, you will be back on the team. But we thank you. We thank your wife for stepping in. I'm ecstatic that you found somebody that you all are in love, you're married, and that's what it's all about. In times of difficulties and challenges, you hang together and you do as God has asked you to do, support each other. And I will be talking to her later. She is adding a class now as well, like we said before, and I will be talking to her, and I will be talking to other board members in the transition ahead. And we will all air that and send it forward to so that other people can hear it and know exactly that we are operating with integrity and soundness of leadership. Thank you, Dr. McCorvey. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my brother.
All right. Thank you
so much.
God bless you.
Okay, you too.
All right. All right. That was Dr. McCorvey, the CEO and former president of National Association of Black Defenders. He has given us information that will help us in regards to the organization, who we are. Now, if you need any of these issues addressed, you can contact them, the NAB, at 212-220-6037 for any information in regards to what we just discussed here. On behalf of all of us here at House C Production Gospel Internet Radio, and for NAB, the National Association of Black Defenders, we say take care, and we'll see you next time. God willing.